Okay, I think I'm now going to call on Jim Muldowney, wherever he's hiding, to present the Education Prize.
Every year across the province of Alberta, there are dozens of math fairs now held. And these math fairs are attended by literally thousands of students from elementary through junior high through senior high school. If you visit a typical math fair, you'll arrive in the school gymnasium. You will not be greeted by the expected cacophony. There'll be a quiet hum of industry, and you'll notice that the students are in small groups at workstations around the walls, at benches in the middle of the gym, and even on the floor, working on problems the like of which they've never considered before. By the way, I lied a little bit about the lack of cacophony, especially in junior high school. We've learned that in junior high math fairs, you don't have workstations involving vessels of water. They're rather well behaved, but vessels of water is rather more than flesh and blood can withstand the temptation, especially if the flesh and blood is attached to a junior high school student body. But they work on these problems, which are non-competitive. They learn important lessons. They learn what their own resources are, what their inherent abilities are. They learn that lack of success from a given approach is not a failure. They've learned that this is new knowledge, that particular attack doesn't work, and they go on from there. Math fairs are the brainchild of the director of education coordinator for PIMS at the University of Alberta, who is Ted Lewis. And he'd been working on these things for many years. He has been ably supported by colleagues at Calgary, notably Indy Lagoo, and at Alberta, notably Andy Liu, and he would be the first to acknowledge that this wouldn't have happened without them. He, after organizing math fairs, which he then presented, he learned after a bit that he just couldn't reach on all the math fairs that were required. So he learned what we should really be doing is training teachers to put on math fairs themselves. And he did this through a course at the University of Alberta aimed at elementary students, elementary education students. This was a course which was in trouble. It attracted typically 15 to 20 students every year. It was an option in their program. And as soon as he introduced the math fair element, this course took off. Now there are two sections, each filled to capacity of 80 to 90 students, and it goes every year. And the only math fair that we organize now is each semester we organize a math fair at the U of A campus, which attracts 650 students, so this which is the practicum part of the course. And the next math fair will be on Friday of next week, which has 650 students registered. And there will be a BERS workshop training college teachers, school faculty, university faculty to teach teachers how to put on math fairs in their courses. Again, Ted would be the first to acknowledge the debt he owes to his colleagues, to the support of institutions and departments in Calgary and in Edmonton, and to the, again, this name keeps coming up, the vision of Gosu, who got behind this right from the beginning. And again, this name keeps coming up, Azra. Azra, it wouldn't have been possible without Azra behind the math fairs. So it's my pleasure to call on David Eisenbud to present the teaching award, which will be accepted by the chair of Ted's department, Tony Lau.
Thank you. Thank you all, and good night.